100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. Today is Sunday, and it's time for the weekly challenge. Well, tomorrow's Cyber Monday, and we already had Black Friday and Thanksgiving and all that. So the topic is, of course, cluster. Yeah, it shows how good I am about organizing and scheduling these topics, huh? I should probably do another look at the 2021 topics, just to make sure that things fit the time of the year. You know? A little bit of effort on my part. Anyway. Y'all put in a lot of effort, though. There are a lot of stories on the topic, and I think y'all gonna get a welcome break before y'all go out there looking for all the, quote, deals that are out there, when they're really just out-of-date technology they're dropping prices on to clear the shelves, or they really aren't shelves, they're now bins or whatever, picked by robots, or there's still people in those, right? Yeah, probably still. They haven't quite replaced them yet. Everybody with a job is pretty much a robot hasn't replaced yet, right? Anyway, I'm rambling. How about we get to the stories, and I might ramble a little more at the end. Here we go.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge with a prompt of cluster. I have a couple days of NaNoWriMo left, but I already crossed 52,000 words. Here is this week's entry. Durgle van der Hoont, his wiener dog growling from his hiding place in the bulky man's coat, joined several other odd-looking men and women who clustered around the federal agents. The man covered in dust growled in a genial way at Bilbert's mother, "You can take your son and go, Gladys. We'll take care of these two clowns." As Bilbert's mother ushered him toward the car, Linoleum Amanda and her family reappeared from an exam room. Linoleum Amanda's head was wrapped in a white, gauze bandage. "Hold on, Mrs. Blanketmaker," Mr. Whiteybottom boomed. "I'd like a word with you about your son. Anyway. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week."
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Throw it in the bin and forget about it. But this area is a cluster of infected cases. Throw it in the bin and forget it. Walking away is not an easy task when your conscience nags you. He had to go back. He grabbed the bin, dragged it away to the dump area, and chucked it into the fire. The bin was closed the whole time. He made sure of it. When he got ill, he was tossed in that same neighborhood. Forgotten. The others, they kept throwing infected stuff in the bin, carelessly, just like they did before. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my cheerful story on the topic cluster. It's called This Is It. This is it. We're going to die. Emily voiced what we'd all been thinking, but couldn't bring ourselves to say. The cluster of meteorites glittered, green sparkles on the radar screen, each the size of a football pitch, with a combined mass that meant the Earth was doomed. It was just a matter of time now. There would be no last-ditch space rescue missions, no desperate missile strikes, no long shots, but it might just work. This was it. Imminent global extinction. I swallowed. Then I heard my own voice, matter of fact and steady. Yes, we're going to die. Told you it was a happy, cheerful one, didn't I? Anyway, until next time, when hopefully I can be happy and cheerful once more, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
A cluster of death. Such an evocative term. One or two, or just the occasional passing, barely raises an eyebrow. But a cluster is something else entirely. Follow it with the words, in suspicious circumstances, in the local area, displaying the same pattern, or, by an unknown cause, and you have the beginnings of a recipe for fear, panic, and rampant speculation. And whilst people are entirely distracted by the cluster, my favorite, diversionary tactic, I can pick off whoever I want, in ones and twos, occasionally, and without displaying any clear pattern, or similarities. And nobody will ever notice.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening's called Clusterfuck 1. The following is more a moment than a story. Also, I need to drop the names for those living and dead. A vastly popular woman in our county had died. The memorial service was to be done in a theater with over 700 people present. The day of the event, I got a call in San Jose. They needed a sound guy. I had to drive 120 miles in 2 hours. Do the math. Somehow, I defied physics and got there on time. The woman who had called me said they had found someone else. Hadn't I gotten the message? I said, "What the fuck? This is a total clusterfuck." To be continued. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The cluster is a group of stars about 20,000 light years from Earth. We'll send you the coordinates and spectral signatures. There's a man we want. What's his name? Doesn't matter. You're going to destroy the planet he's on. So here's a solar detonator. You blow up the star, and the flares destroy the planet. What about the rest of the people on that planet? Who cares? Here's half of the contract, and half when you finish the job. Just be sure to get out of the system before the star explodes. Otherwise, I'm getting a half-off deal on the contract.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on this week's topic, cluster. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I sure did. And I've enjoyed my week off. And back to work on Monday. And the same old until another week off for that, I don't know, what's that holiday coming up? I can't remember. Anyway, the topic for the next weekly challenge is a pick two. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and look in the upper right corner. You'll see a link to, well, hopefully this week's weekly challenge, but I've got to delete the old post and then refresh the RSS feed, and it's all up there. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, I rattled the keyboard there for a bit. Keep it brief.